What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled "The Gringo Effect is No Longer What It Used to Be in Colombia." So I'm giving you a walking tour of Guatapé. It's a Sunday morning, so it's a family day here in Colombia. So I'm just walking around, guys. I'm gonna give you a tour of Guatapé during the day. I actually did this before when I was here last time, but I'm gonna do it again because not all of you got to see Guatapé in its full glory. We're going into a church. All right, so let's keep on moving. So, like I was saying, I'm just giving you a tour of Guatapé. This is the main square of Guatapé. This is where everybody goes for their fun and to eat and just to enjoy life. Not that many gringos around here. Those guys are foreigners, you can tell. But there's not that many foreigners here, guys. It's like 95%. This is like 95% locals. You might get some foreigners here on a Sunday, a day like this, just for the heck of it. But in general, this is a 95%+ of the place is locals, okay? So on the weekend, this is a place to be. A lot of people come out here on the weekends just to enjoy life. So a lot of people, they come here from Medellin. In fact, the bus only goes from here to Medellin. It doesn't go to Bogota, doesn't go to Bucaramanga. So the bus is pretty much here in Medellin. Medellin being obviously the biggest city that is connected to this town, Guatapé. So going back to what I was telling you guys earlier, that the gringo effect is no longer what it used to be. What's happening, guys, is that as women get used to more and more and more men around them and different type of men, and of course, you know, they have money to travel, they have money for cell phones, they have money for data, internet data, it's gonna wear off, okay? Have you guys ever seen those animals in the zoo, how they're not like attacking you or anything like that? And that's because those animals are well fed, you know. If you ever go to Lion Country Safari, I've been to Lion Country Safari many times. Now in Lion Country Safari, guys, you can actually drive around animals that in the wild, you know. There's no cages. These animals are lions, rhinos, whatever, right? These animals are out there in the open and you get to drive around with your car. Now the $1 trillion question is, why doesn't the lion attack you? It's because the lion has already ate, okay? Same thing with amusement parks. Same thing with those aquariums, right? Why don't the sharks, you know, go eat all the other fish in the amusement park, right? Or in the water park or whatever it is, the aquarium? It's because those sharks are well fed, okay? See, attention to woman is like food to an animal. I've said this before and I'm gonna say this again. Women are animals, okay? There ain't no difference between a woman and an animal. In fact, even Austria D, who probably doesn't even know that I exist, he recently made a live stream saying exactly that. Women are animals. Now, a lot of you guys out there, for some reason or other, you don't want to admit to the fact that women simply are animals, okay? But they are, okay? Just like well-fed animals in captivity have no reason to be hungry, they have no reason to attack you. Women who are well-fed with attention, it's the same thing to them. There is no need for them to get to the man, okay? So the most important thing to a woman, guys, is attention, okay? Attention is the single most thing a woman can have, okay? She doesn't see, a woman would rather have attention over oxygen. If you tell a woman, hey, you have two options, either you're gonna have oxygen and you're gonna live but no attention, or you're gonna have attention but you're gonna die in, you know, 3.5 minutes, she's gonna choose attention. This is why in religion women have to wear a garbage bag and stay home all the time. There's a reason behind it, okay? So now that we understand that women indeed are animals, you can't get mad at a woman whose attention is filled up, okay? Furthermore, these women know if they actually get in a monogamous relationship, that attention is gonna go away. They know that. So it's in their best interest. What's his problem? So it's in a woman's best interest, guys, it's in a woman's best interest to be free. That way she gets to pick up on attention. Now, something I've taken notice of in Guatapé, guys, is that there are a couple of good-looking Chads from Europe here, and, you know, they're not getting laid, you know? So, if Chad ain't getting laid, you know, what's gonna happen to regular guys like you and me? You know, pretty much nothing, you know? So, this is why you guys and me, we have to focus on smaller cities, okay? We need to focus on cities where there are no gringos, okay? We need to focus on cities so small that women just don't have access to other men. Women don't have social media. Women don't have Facebook. Women don't have any of that crap, right? So this is why I'm telling you guys, you gotta go to places where women just don't have access to the internet. And if they had access to the internet, it's extremely, extremely limited, okay? See, again, this is why in religion, women have to stay home. And if they go out in public, they can't talk to anybody. They have to wear a garbage can over their heads. And they need a male guardian with them at all times, okay? Because you have to take attention away from a woman. You have to forbid woman from having attention. Yeah, look at this street. It's a colorful street. Everybody here does pics and stuff like that. I'm not gonna do that because I got better things to do. So I'm just showing you this street. See how it's colorful it is? This is like the most popular street here for selfies and what have you. Anyways, let's keep on moving. So, as you guys, that guy's coming in nice and fast. So as you guys can see, most of the people here are native Colombians, okay? But all it takes is, because this is a small place, you guys have to remember, Guatapé is a small place. And when I talk about Guatapé, I'm not talking about, you know, the other parts of the town where the people who work here actually live. I'm talking about the area where the tourists, the people go have fun at, okay? So the area that people go have fun at, that's the square where we started the video at. So in that area, there's really only one street where the party's at. So if you have a couple of gringos in that area, well, guess what? The women over there are gonna get accustomed to those gringos. So all of a sudden, gringos are not going to be ooh-ah anymore, okay? The gringo effect, guys, is effectively speaking, the gringo effect is when women get to see like one gringo every fucking couple of months, okay? But when they see gringos every day, even though they might see four or five gringos a day, to them that's like, okay, there's nothing special about gringos anymore. So as you guys can see, the farther away we get from the city center, the more authentic Guatapé it is. Obviously, you know, now it looks kind of more like the third world. So that's authentic Guatapé, where the native people who work here live. Anyway, let's keep on moving. So yeah, that's where we came from. That's where the church is. That's where the main square is. Let's go down here, guys. I'm just showing you guys that outside of the main square, it's pretty much dead, okay? So I'm just showing you what's going on. So, going back to what I was saying about the gringo effect, no longer what it is. Once a woman gets attention from men, and the thing you guys need to understand, this is very important. I know a lot of you guys out there are like, oh, Chad is getting all the bitches and stuff like that. No, I've seen Chads here not go home with anything, you know. So the whole notion that, oh, Chad is getting all the bitches and he's having fun, nah, that's not really true. You guys gotta understand, man, like Sandman said, attention to woman is sex, okay? Her sex is attention, okay? Me and you, our sex is physical. A woman's sex is attention, okay? So women love attention. And women will keep on stringing you along just as much as they can get attention from me. This is a good place. I haven't been here, guys. It looks good. The prices are good. But I'm going to go eat in San Rafael. Like I said, I put my money where my mouth is, unlike Coach Bitchville, who puts other things in his mouth. So I'm going to go to San Rafael after I'm done with this video. I just want to show you the Broadway here. Hopefully I don't get ran over. Are they fighting about? Ain't nobody fighting. They're just loud. Yeah, they ain't fighting. Look at the Smoky Mountains, guys. Look at the Smoky Mountains. This is where you guys can go jet skiing, rent a boat, stuff like that. I mean, it's not that bad. It'll cost you like $50 for an hour of boating or jet skiing. So, I'm from Florida. We have all this stuff in Florida, so it ain't all that for me. So, I'm gonna go down here just so I can show you this area. I actually showed you this area last night, but I'm gonna show it to you again during the day, obviously. So, going back to the point of the video, okay? As women are able to get, and the thing you guys need to understand about women seeking attention, it doesn't matter where she gets the attention from. Whether she gets the attention from Chad or she gets the attention from a beta male, it doesn't matter. I think you guys can go on a cruise here if you want. They probably have a river cruise. That's where all these people are probably coming from, river cruise. Yeah, this is a Sunday, guys, so this is probably the most popular day for tourist stuff. During the days like Monday to Friday, it's not this bad. It's more of city traffic because people obviously are driving. I'm just waiting to pass by the music a little bit. As you guys can see, I'm like the tallest person in this town. With the exception of a couple of gringos here and there, I'm like the tallest person in town. Unlike Yogi Obes, who'd be the shortest person in town. Alright, so going back to the point of this video, guys, is that since women are morally and intellectually deficient, like Islam tells us, see that church? That's where we started filming over there, and that's the church we were at a minute ago. So, because women are intellectually and morally deficient, to them, attention from Chad or attention from Yogi Obes, there is no difference between that attention. So therefore, there's really nothing special about you. Now, you know, the fact that women are intellectually deficient is a big, big problem because they don't know what's good for them, you know. Imagine this, guys. Imagine this, you know. Imagine if all the job offers I've been getting was a construction worker, a taxi cab driver, bricklayer, grocer at a restaurant. These are all low paying, low quality jobs, okay? As a man, we're not gonna be happy that we are getting job offers only for garbage man, truck driver. Garbage man and truck drivers, they actually make a good amount of money. But like I was saying, you know, as men, we would not be happy if all the job offers we were getting were construction worker, bagging groceries at, I don't know, Publix or some dumb shit like that, okay? We would not be happy with that, okay? We want something a little bit more, like a software engineer or, you know, something that's skilled and actually pays a good job and has a good reputation. Obviously, that's what we want as men. Women, on the other hand, because again, like Islam says, women are intellectually deficient. They can't tell the difference between attention from a real man versus some beta male, soy boy, thug, you know, playboy, shit like that. Again, this is a wisdom of religion by putting women in cages and making them wear a bag when they go outside. It's for their own good. Any of you guys out there ever want to come to Guatapé? Okay, if you guys are in Guatapé, you want to go to San Rafael? You want to go to Medellin? This is where you need to be, guys. Okay? This is the bus stop right here. As you guys can see, the church is right there. It's very easy to find. Once you get to the church, keep on going until you hit the freaking ocean or the freaking water. Make a left and boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka. That's the bus station where they will take you to Medellin. They'll take you to San Fernando, okay? It's very easy to find. Just look at the church. Look at the church. Come straight down. Boom, shakalaka. It's right here. Also, if you guys want to exchange money, the best place for you to exchange money in Colombia, see that machine over there? Definitely where that girl is standing in black? Davayendi or Davi Viendi Cayero? That's the best ATM to withdraw American money or foreign money, because they don't charge any fees, okay? See, they're gonna ask you in a polite way, can we rip you off, by saying, hey, do you accept our conversion? Tell them hell to the no. You know, just hit decline, okay? Because if you accept their conversion, the bank, effectively speaking, is actually gonna rip you off by maybe up to 10%. But if you tell them, no, I don't want your conversion, then they'll charge you the international market rate. So that's just an FYI for you guys out there. Banco Colombia ain't bad, but I think they'll take a fee of like a couple of dollars to exchange your money. So like I was saying, guys, if any of you guys ever want to exchange money in Colombia, the Davivi Vivienda ATM over there, I'm gonna spell it for you, D-A-V-I-V-I-E-N-D, is that an A? Yeah, that's an A. That's the best ATM to get money from, because again, they don't charge you a transaction fee, but just decline their conversion. So, like I said yesterday, guys, the good thing about this town is that the weather relatively is the same. It's a little bit warm during the day, you know. It's a little bit warm during the day, I'm not gonna lie. At night, it becomes really nice. Like after 4 o'clock, it becomes really nice. The sun sits here at 6 o'clock. So the sun in where I'm at, Medellin, in Bogota, it sits at 6 o'clock. So whatever that means. So pretty much, guys, anytime after 5 o'clock, that's when the weather gets really good. And at night, like around midnight, it gets kind of chilly at night, you know. So right now, guys, overcast, as you guys can see, it's breezy, and I'm loving it. I'm not sweating at all. You know, if I was in Florida, I'd be sweating like a pig. You know, that's just how it is. So it's a beautiful scenery, guys. This is pretty much the beginning of the tourist area. Over there is pretty much the end of the tourist area. So to finish off this video, guys, women really are animals. They can't tell the difference between a playboy who's gonna take their pussy and bail on them. They can't tell the difference between a beta male who makes that pussy drier than the Sahara. They really don't have the intellectual capacity to differentiate between men. So when all these women come out and they say, where all the good men are, yeah, they're looking for the men who are gonna be their insurance provider, the guy who's gonna be their insurance policy or a retirement policy. They're not looking. See, when a woman says where all the good men are, they're looking for the guys that just are gonna fund their life so they can stay home, gain 500 pounds, okay? They don't care if you're Chad, they don't care if you're fucking beta male. They just want some guy to take care of them when they get sick and tired of working and, you know, they're not getting the attention that they once had. So at the end of the day, guys, it doesn't matter how good of a human being you are. It doesn't matter how much morals you have. Again, I've said this before and I've said it again. Women are animals, you know. If you have, you know, let's say a freaking bear comes to your house to eat out of the garbage can. Are you going to be like, look, listen, Yogi Bear, I'm a good person. I'm a valued member of society. Why are you eating out of my garbage can for? You will never ever do that. What you're gonna do with a bear that eats out of your garbage can, you're gonna take out your shotgun and you're gonna turn Yogi the bear into a Swiss cheese, okay? It's the same thing with women, guys. It's the same thing with women. They're animals. You cannot negotiate with them. You cannot reason with them. If the bitch is with you, hey, just enjoy her pussy while you have it, because eventually she's gonna give it up to someone else. This is what women do, guys. They go from relationship to relationship to relationship because women do not want monogamy. Let me say that one more time, okay? Women genuinely do not want monogamy. Like Hold the Truth Hostage on MGTOW TV said, monogamy to woman is oppression, and the reason why it's oppression is because you're telling a woman, look, you can't flirt with that dude, you can't get Eiffel Towered by Chad and Tyrone over there, you can't have the basketball team run a train on you. So this is why women want to be free. You know, all these women that you guys see walking around with beta males and simps, you know, that's just a situationship. She's just with some dude, she's gonna exhaust his resources, and then when the guy like doesn't have money or he's like, hey man, we gotta become exclusive, I just can't, you know, be taking care of you, showing you a good time, and not getting much out of this relationship other than spending money, well, she's gonna move on to the next loser. It's that simple, guys. At the end of the day, guys, women are animals, that's number one. Just like you would not negotiate with a bear or a shark, you go your own way. Or in the case of Yogi Bear, you take out the shotgun and turn Yogi Bear into a, you turn Yogi Bear into a Swiss cheese. If you see a shark swimming, you just get out of the water. You don't be like, hey shark, listen man, I know you're hungry and you wanna eat me, but I'm like a good person, shit like that. Shark don't give a flying fuck, it's a fucking animal. Same thing with women, that's number one. Number two, women love attention. Number three, they genuinely hate monogamy. They do not want to be in a monogamous relationship, because going back to number two, they simply love the attention. And again, guys, this is the wisdom of the Islamic religion. Women cannot leave the house, and if they leave the house, A, they must wear a garbage can over their head, and B, they must have a mihram guarding them at all times, and three, they are not allowed to talk to any man who is not their male guardian. Alright guys, so that's my video for today. I give you a good tour of Guatapé. It's really nice out here, guys. The bus from Medellin to here is only 20,000 pesos, which is like $5. And you guys can see the buses, you know, they're really nice. You know, it's not like some third world poverty-stricken country. You know, the buses are really nice. So, alright guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.